What's going on, everybody?
Whoa.
What's going on?
Am I loud?
Gentlemen. No, you're perfect.
No, you're good.
Okay. It's your boy, Stefan, a.k.a. Sneaky G. But check this out. Check this out. Jamie, a.k.a. Finley the Sports Guy, is out on assignment. So tonight, I am the captain now.
Oh, no.
I am the captain now.
Yeah, captain my captain.
And Jamie is extremely lucky because you should be very, very afraid. I was going to put on a skit together, but something came up to where it kind of took some time away. So I'm just going to show this for the next hour.
Okay, awesome.
I'm just going to leave that up there for the whole show. No. So what's going on, guys? We getting close.
Oh, my boys are at camp. Woo! How about them Cowboys?
Dak okay? Did he survive the first day putting on his socks and all that?
Oh, it wasn't even that much. It was just getting to the airport. Well, that was yesterday. Today was a little press conference from Mr. Jones and a couple of the other cats. So we will commence tomorrow.
It is football. I want to go ahead and just come clean. I made a bet with a friend of mine who's a Cowboys fan.
Is he a young man?
He is a young man. We went to elementary school, actually fourth grade together. We played high school football. I'm sorry. What was that, Keith?
He's not that young then.
Oh, very, very young, very young. So the bet is this: on October 10th, when the Giants and the Cowboys play, the loser must buy the winner their team jersey. But that's not it. Then we will travel to a spa where we will have the loser will have his right leg waxed.
Ouch.
I'm talking like the hair off the knuckles of the toe. I don't know about you guys, but that back in the back of the knee, like right behind the knee, that fat meat, hair off of that. The leg will be as smooth as eggs.
Good luck to y'all both.
So will this be
streamed live?
Oh, you know what? I wouldn't do it any other way.
Oh, wow.
And it don't matter who, me, it don't matter. But I truly believe, no offense to you, all respect in the world, that will be our day. I believe it. I don't know why. We will find out. October 10th. I can't turn back now. It's over.
No, you can't turn back now.
It's done. The deed is signed. The children are put to bed. Bets are made. Now the bet has to be paid.
I don't know. Those are some crazy bets. I mean, they're not crazy bets, but, you know, it's something I wouldn't do, but that's why you guys are you and I'm me.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Nothing.
Nobody said anything about the beard. I'm sorry. If I said left leg, I meant it's the right leg. That's going to be, yeah, no. The beard's not going to be touched. I can honestly say I'm attached to this now. You know, it's literally growing. It's growing on me. You see what I'm doing there? No pun intended.
Got it. Mine's coming in. This is 60 years or so.
Looks good. Looks really good. True Blue.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, man? Man, that is one beautiful face.
I'm just keeping busy. Like I said, the guys traveled to Oxnard. Stuff is about to start getting down tomorrow. We're going to start seeing some camp. So Saturday as the fan appreciation day there. So to all my fellow fans out there, I hope you guys have fun. I wish I could be there, but I'm too busy. What's going on?
Wow.
No, I've got way too much going on with work wise. Otherwise I'd be there.
Oh, you couldn't break away?
No. I was trying to get out there just to get out there, fly out late Friday, fly back Sunday, but
so we're gonna get to see you on Hard Knocks at all this summer?
No. That you will not.
That's a shame, man. Wait, you in.
Well, I mean, wait. Hard Knocks, don't they tape throughout the preseason too?
Yeah, they tape out throughout the preseason.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're going to be at a preseason game, right? And the OTAs when they come back to Dallas. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, well, so, maybe we'll get to see him. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be up there in Canton for our first game.
Our first
preseason game against Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's you know weeks, right?
Yeah.
You might even see me on Hard Knocks. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. In your regalia, or
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, Keith. I don't know what you're talking about. we'll have to see.
There you go.
But I'm really excited. Really, not much to talk about football wise. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers went to the White House, and I think Tom Brady's gearing for his next act, comedian.
He was very funny, I have to tell you.
He's
been lighting it up on social media, man. I don't know.
Well, I mean, on what platform?
What is that? On Twitter, isn't it? Yeah, where he's just having a good old time lighting everybody up.
Okay. Well, I do remember one of his team. Well, I don't know if it was a teammate or not, but they were asking, you know, would you welcome him or
welcome? New England, yeah.
And he's like, no.
No, he said he will not get a warm welcome. Not from any of the players. He will get you know what? He's going to get cheered that night. Sorry. I'm trying to remember the guy's name.
I think
the
fans will give him a welcome. I think the team will try and take him down.
But I think the player that said it was a rookie last year. I don't even know if he was a teammate of Brady.
Played with Brady, no. He never played.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
where I'm trying to find his name right now.
That's where the animosity comes in.
I mean, how does it? I mean, it must, man. It must almost feel like, you know, your ex girlfriend got a new boyfriend. You know, and they're holding hands, and they're purposely walking down your hall, like they don't have class in that you know that hour. Like, why are you here, Brittany? Why are you here?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had a flashback. I'm sorry.
Well, you're gonna hear it when the crowd cheers louder for him than they do, you know, I think the Patriots as a whole. I think that's going to be pretty telling. So we'll see. We'll see who gets the loudest cheer of the night.
Right. Right. Hey, Keith, quick question. What do you think's the over-under in games that Matt Jones starts?
Who's backing up Matt Jones?
I hope it's 17.
Positive Philly, how you doing? But I also want to let you know that I am here with True Blue and Keith. See what I did there?
Thank you. You know, if you buy for one, you gotta buy for the whole party, you know.
Who's the backup for Jones?
Well, Cam.
Yeah, it would be Cam if there's a fight
between Stidham and they re-signed my least favorite quarterback of all time, Hoyer.
They brought him back?
Yeah, I think they brought him back to kind of be a mentor for Jones a little bit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be in the realm of probably five.
After five games, Matt Jones is going to be starting.
Yeah, I put it around there.
Yeah, I mean, but they would have to be like one in
how many could play. Sorry.
I'm a football fan. I want Cam to do good. I think he's a good enough quarterback to, you know, he's in the NFL for a reason. I believe he can do well. It's just the system that's built around him is going to be the judging and deciding factor for him for the rest of the season.
Right.
So I think they'll give him four games or so.
Yeah. I mean,
he was really bad last year, by the way.
He was. He was.
Well, he was bad. But he was bad after he got COVID. He was never the same when he came back.
No.
I think more for him it was just because of the new system that he was in with the new play caller, the design. I think he ran way too much.
I think so too.
It wasn't good.
This is why I think you'll see Mac Jones sooner than later because they don't want to run that. They want to run what they ran.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why that's why they brought in the tight end so they can control the middle of the field the way they used to with Tom Brady there.
Well, it makes sense.
It's going to be it's going to be fun.
How many years do you think before they get, you know, competitive for at least playoffs?
Oh, they'll compete for the playoffs this year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We got them week six up there. So.
Right. Right.
I'm thinking that's why I'm saying I'm giving Cam four games to see where he's at. I think the coaching staff will give him four games to see where he's at. And after that, they're going to pull the trigger.
Yeah, I've had some people tell me they think they'll start him. His first start will be the day Brady comes home. And I think that's the worst possible thing the Patriots could do is start him.
Yeah.
For that to be his first game would be crazy.
Yeah, what week is that?
Four, I think. Week four.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying I think week six we'll be facing them.
And that's after us. That'd be after us, right?
I think we're
– No.
What do I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be after us. Yeah,
you're week five.
Speaking about that week, you're still good for that Saturday the 8th?
Yeah.
So I do want to throw something out there, True Blue, the 9th is the show. The 8th is the all-you-can-eat rib-eating contest. You know I got you down, right? You're going to be representing the East Division podcast.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that one.
God, I wish I could do that, man.
I know I love my food, but I don't know if I can do it. I don't think I can make the date on the 8th.
Well, I'll tell you what.
What's the hot dog guy? He's not in this contest, is he?
Oh, God, no.
What's his name? Joey Chipmunk? Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut, yeah. Nope, yeah. Nope, no professionals allowed. Nope,
Yeah, I definitely couldn't do that.
Yeah,
Put a brewski in front of me. I may try that.
I think it might be BYOB, but for you, I'll get a case. Hey, you tell me you're going to be there. I'll bring a chest with ice, and we'll be ready to roll. Yeah, Terry Sullivan is supporting this event, if you will. And then, True Blue, I actually put some stuff together. So when are you coming into Dallas?
It probably will be that day. The
Saturday. Okay. And when are you leaving?
What time is that game?
That game's at 3-something.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna leave the very next day.
Okay. We could meet somewhere for breakfast. I actually got a spot that would give us 15% off. If you show up with me, you'll probably get 15% off. No, they're not going to add 15% to your tab, but seriously, we have Sunrise Cafe that's giving 10% off for those that, no, I'm sorry, 15% off that says Sneaky G sent you, and then my outro, Let's Go Giants. However, if you're wearing Sneaky G-Man merch, you will get 20% off plus the outro.
There you go.
And then with the Main Street Cafe, same thing, 15% off.
Can I get some sneaky G swag without Giants?
Yes. Yes, you can. Yep. Yes, you can. Go do me, Keith, do me a favor. Go to dresscomfy.com.
I'll do that right now.
Do it over there. Well, you know what? I could do it right here, actually.
Dresscomfy.com.
Yes, sir. Latest and greatest. Okay. And then scroll down. You'll see Sneaky G-Man tag on that.
Got to get your merch.
I'm trying to be like you, Big Blue. I'm trying to be like, I know it's True Blue, but, you know, Big Blue, True Blue.
Oh, come on. I can't get justcomfy.com. I got.
It's Dress. D-R-E-S-S.
Oh, Dress Comfy.
Yeah.
Sorry. Good grief. Where'd I get just?
I don't know. You're like, why is there a mule and why is there a guy behind him? What are you doing on your off time, Sneaky? That's why they call you Sticky. Oh, I get it now.
Where are you? Now I'm looking for you. Where are you?
Scroll down. You'll see Sneaky G, man.
Sneaky G.
There you go.
Get me a hat. Don't need my face mask no more. I don't need that.
Well, in theory, that's what they say, right? So this is exactly what Keith is looking at right now.
Very nice.
Dresscomfy.com, latest and greatest.
Where's my employee discount on this stuff?
Oh, I got you on that. I got you on that. Sneaky 020. That's your employee discount.
Ah, there you go.
Look at that.
There you go. And if that don't work, give me a call because I don't remember.
Yeah, we don't. Wrong.
No matter. Okay.
We'll get something here.
Yeah, so Pittsburgh's also getting ready. I don't know if you've seen the highlight reels and everything of the Pittsburgh Steelers going into training camp, but they are there. Big Ben is looking for some redemption this year, and this is, you know, I doubt, you know, most of the guys are going to be playing more than one series of any, you know, maybe even just a couple downs.
First, you're right.
First game, you know, just to get it out of the chute.
But okay, I mean, at this point in Ben's career, is it Super Bowl or bust?
Well, what's the point? If not, I mean, why is he there?
Yeah, yeah. I would have to say so. And it's funny, you know, I was hearing a couple of the so-called outtakes that he was giving and what his perception was, that he's going to give it his all and he's going to, you know, he's at an age where he needs to win now and that he's going to be dieting better and you know, physically trying to
now
get better. Yeah, now.
Now. Tell him to stop eating strawberries and then he'll...
Well, I don't know what he's doing, but his head is the size of Barry Bonds's in like 1992.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
92. Damn. 92 Barry Bonds. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how the Pittsburgh Steelers treat this guy and, you know, going forward. I know he's got them two Super Bowls, but it's what have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
That everybody's well aware of. As sad as that is, you know, Eli Manning's another perfect example. Getting two Super Bowls, and then his last year, it's what have you done for me?
Well, yeah, and it's so unfortunate. And that was totally because of the system. It did not match Eli's strengths at all. No. You know, and people forget that with Eli, you know, one of his big success was Brandon Jacobs and Ma Bradshaw. And that's not to put any disrespect on the defense. I mean, the defense was, just disgusting, you know.
Well, I was there last year, trust me.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about the, you know, the Eli, you know, during the Eli prime time.
Oh, I know.
I thought his break strength was throwing a ball up and letting some guy who had five catches all year trap it against his helmet.
That was one of them.
That's actually the call of the play right there. That's what it was. Wait about 15 minutes and then throw it to the guy in the middle of the field.
Right. And avoid getting taken down with a horse collar.
Oh, gosh. You know, the Patriots couldn't – if you drew the play up and said, here's how it's going to happen, and you got one guy to make sure he can't do what he did, it would be Rodney Harrison, right?
Right.
That was a Tecmo Bowl play right there.
And you know Rodney Harrison has been quoted on multiple occasions that he still dreams about that play.
Yeah.
It's going to eat you up for the rest of your life.
Man, hey,
he beat me up, and I'm a Washington football team fan for crying out.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know how well you guys are going to hear me. I don't know how well you guys are going to hear me. I don't have a really good signal.
Only in Yankee Stadium.
What's the score? I can't get the game.
Yeah. I'm going to leave and come back. I'm going to see if I get a better signal.
No worries.
Okay.
Well, we're doing a lot of flipping on this screen.
Yeah, I wanted to get it, you know, on our spot. I mean, because, like, I was on the – I was like, why is it hot in here? And I'm like, oh, I'm on the Dallas Star. That's why. Oh, that's why. Can't do it.
Yeah, I've been looking at the schedule really hard, you know, these past, well, because of, you know, season's already coming up upon us.
Scores 2-2.
2-2. Thank you. I'm having a little trouble with my
Thank you, Frankie. Appreciate that. Frankie in the clutch. Look at that.
Who's that?
Frankie Sports. Frankie C Sports.
Thank you, Frankie, because I'm having trouble with my AT&T. Oh, there it goes. Maybe it's going to come on.
That's a little better.
It's Yankee Stadium.
Let's keep that picture right there.
Right?
I know that they made him take off his makeup or his Phillies makeup.
Why, he had it on?
Yeah, he had it on. They made him remove it before he entered.
Why?
New Yorkers.
I don't know. He was tailgating out there with some fans, and he put it out on Instagram that the Yankee Stadium made him remove his colors before walking in.
Security issue.
Jacked up.
Yeah.
That is jacked up. Honestly.
I didn't think they would do that for
We don't allow nasty crap. That's why. See, I like that. And I'm a Yankee fan, but I've never been to Yankee Stadium. But that's jacked up. That's funny, though. That is funny.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe that. I was like, man, that's.
You know, I'll bring him back home when he's ready. To kind of shift the gears a little bit, Bucks, huh? Milwaukee Bucks.
I got to tell you, I just did a quick little, I went live for like a 10-minute little vlog and talked about, I waned back and forth in the NBA. This was a really fun series to watch. I think the last four games were awesome. Yeah. Defensive plays decided two of the games. People think they don't play any defense, but defensive plays decided that games four and five. And Giannis is one of the best basketball players on the planet. The guy was unbelievable.
Oh, okay. All right. What's up, buddy?
How are you guys doing? I don't know. I really don't want to rest here because I didn't realize how bad Wi-Fi is in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cutting it down. They're cutting down on the bills a little bit.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Not only that. So I'm sitting here, and of course I got a Yankees fan next to me. And he's not a Giants fan.
Who's his team?
Yeah, we've been down there, actually.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Hold on.
That is
blasphemy. No! What's your favorite football team?
No. I believe green.
No.
But you know, it's not football season, so I believe blue right now. I'm sorry.
Blasphemous. Tell him I said it's blasphemous.
I will tell you, he was very close to my alma mater in Wolfsburg. So he's a Yankees fan because somebody somewhere liked the Yankees at one point.
Being that gear, I thought he would have lived. If he wasn't a Giants fan, I heard
these guys got that saying that, you know, the Yankees buy their teams.
I mean, here. He's talking about how they're buying their championships. I think about 27 so far.
That does make you a fan. 27 championships.
Then it also makes you a Dallas fan. No, I'm sorry. I forgot who I was talking to, Blue. My bad. I swear to God, I forgot who I was talking to.
Hi, guys. I don't know if you guys can see me or hear me, but I'm not going to ruin your podcast here. Just because you guys, I'm not getting anything.
Okay.
All right, man.
Go Yankees.
Yeah, you can... That's the thing. I know it's got to be.
Go Bears! Yeah!
How do you get back in here?
I'm the captain now. That's
yeah. Yeah, you know, it for fans up in the Northeast, it's got to be one of the most, you know, troubling areas when you have Philly, New York, Baltimore, all, you know, so many teams so close together within a perimeter. You know, a stone's throw perimeter with so many teams to choose from. So when you got football fans that might be alike on one side, they're going to be different baseball fans than the other guys on, you know, the different side of the fence. So that's a tough area to be a fan in if you love multiple sports.
Well, I mean, again, like myself, I grew up in a small town in Arizona, Southern Arizona. And I wasn't even near or close a Cardinals fan. And then we didn't even have a baseball team or a hockey team. I mean, we did have the Suns. And I did root for the Phoenix Suns when they played against Jordan. But, you know, I was a big fan of Patrick Ewing for a little bit. I was a Lakers fan. I mean, I love Magic. I mean, I swore Magic was going to beat Michael in the finals. It looked that way, you know, game one. But then my hopes dashed, you know, 2, 3, and 4, you know, 5. You know,
we don't like to talk about game fives, Knicks and Buck or Bulls. They never worked out good.
Yeah. And you know, it would have been. I was kind of torn on this. I miss NBA final because I enjoy watching the Greek Freak. I thought he was going to be there last year, but somehow Miami just, they had a little more in the tank, I guess. And then when, you know, when they made it to the finals this year against Phoenix, like I said, I'm from Arizona. I mean, it'd be okay. Either team I was happy for. I mean, I'm a Nuggets fan. I was a season ticket holder. So my heart bleeds Nugget blue, and it was good to see Phoenix. And you're right; it was a fun series.
Very
blah. I wish it would have went 7, just to add it on. You know, you know when you're cooking a steak and you throw in the knobs of butter, and then you add the garlic, but then you throw in that rosemary to, you know, to miss that steak to get that final. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. That seventh game would have been that rosemary flavor, and that's what I would have loved to see.
There you go.
Well, I was glad the Bucks won, and I'm glad they got to win on their home court. You know, five guys scored last night for the Bucks. Nobody off the bench scored a point last night.
Wow.
Well.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, Giannis.
I didn't watch it, but.
Wow, 65K outside. Wow.
Oh, yeah. That I did see.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I did see that. It was awesome.
I did see that. It looked like,
I don't think they burned any.
No, they had a good time. They had a good time. They did their chance, and then they moved on.
Yeah.
It was awesome to see.
It was good to see for a
chance. That I did see. I didn't see any of the basketball games.
You know, it had been a long bus ride for Phoenix.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, is there a bus back to Phoenix? That is a long ride. Jesus.
Well, I mean, you know, back to the that you're right. Did they go back to the hotel? They had to go back to the hotel, or did they go immediately to the airport?
They might very well have flown right out because they would have been playing Game 7 in Phoenix in a couple of nights, so they might have gone right out.
Okay.
Well, they stayed there for a little bit because I did see the coach from the Suns congratulate the Bucks.
Men got drunk and women got pregnant. I like that. I'm gonna Frankie C. I might have to acquire that phrase right there. That's classic right there, brother. That is classic.
That is a good one.
So when it comes to basketball, what was your favorite series? Your favorite, let's just say favorite finals series. That you could think back now. True Blue, do you watch basketball? Are you a basketball fan per se?
I don't watch basketball anymore.
Okay.
Because of how, to me, how much soft it's gotten with the fouls.
And okay. The refs.
But Dallas, I mean, I watched Chicago back in the day, the Detroit Pistons, the you know, back in the 80s and 90s, you know, Detroit was the team to beat. I did watch those guys in Boston and Larry, you know, Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. But, I mean, Dallas Mavericks were always my team. I always watched those guys, and I always kept up with them.
They had some fun teams, too, with Dirk.
Dirk was fun to watch. And in that finals, when they won that first one, that was pretty awesome.
Yep.
That was pretty much the last time I kept up with it.
So,
is your question geared towards strictly the finals, best finals?
For now, I was going to broaden it after we answer this, but I was going to say.
As a Knicks fan, and I was only 13 when they won their last championship.
72, right? Was
it 72, 73 season,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
I could easily say the Knicks, but I'll throw you a little love in to your Phoenix Suns. Well, I think the most fun series I ever watched was the Phoenix Suns and Boston Celtics.
Okay.
1976, I want to say.
Okay.
There was a triple overtime game in that series. And, you know, the Suns were only, I don't know, they were only a couple games over 500 for the whole year, and they shouldn't even have been there. But it was a really, it was a great series, great series. That's when the Celtics were, you know, the Celtics still. So,
I want to say it was Kobe's second ring when he beat was the second one? Was it against? Wait, was both of them against Boston or?
Kobe's no.
It was one was Boston because he lost to Boston.
They lost one to Boston, right?
Yeah, and then they came back in Game 7. But I think that was his first one. I'm trying to pull it up here.
He won one without Shaq against Boston.
Yes, yes.
He won with Shaq against the
He won three. He won three against with Shaq.
Oh, that's right. Right.
Yeah, it was Pacers, Philly, yeah. and Knicks, I think it was.
No, not the Knicks. The Heat.
The Nets.
Oh, the Nets. Right, right.
Yeah.
Nets. Yeah.
Because they swept them. That was the first sweep that Phil Jackson had, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Jason Kidd was on that. Right. Right.
For me, I think because it went to Game 7, and I was rooting for Boston. I didn't want Kobe to – I was Team Shaq. I was Team Shaq all the way. Okay. See, look at Frankie C in the clutch again, ladies and gentlemen.
What's he got?
2010. Now, Frankie C, was that his first one or his second one? I want to say that had to have been his first one. And I'm trying to pull it up, but it's not working for some reason. I don't know why I can't get to the finals on here. it was entertaining. It went back and forth. It's the second. Okay. You know, and it literally did go down to the wire.
Yeah.
But how can you not bring up, for honorable mentions, the 2016 Cleveland Cavaliers? I mean, they were down 3-1.
That's actually a great. That's a great point. Weren't they down 3-0?
No, it was 3-1.
3-1. Yeah.
Yep. They were down 3-1, and then they came back.
Yeah. It was LeBron and nobody.
Yeah. So
Curry actually made the shot, I think, to steal a series, but
who?
Kyrie, I think, made the
Kyrie, but LeBron had that big block though.
Oh, he carried him on his back. I mean,
yeah. And I think Love, I don't know if Love got injured that year.
I believe he got hurt in the series. Yeah,
was it in the series? Yeah,
yeah.
But now, okay, so outside of the finals, I got one. And it's ironic that I eventually became a season ticket holder and a fan. And it was when they had the best of five series in the first round. And it was when the Denver Nuggets upsetted the Seattle Supersonics. Because the Nuggets were the 8th seed and the Sonics was the top seed in the West. And they beat them game 5.
Yeah, I got to take you back a ways again. Not quite as far as last time.
Okay.
I believe it was in the late 80s, Knicks Pistons. It was kind of an early round series. Bernard King just went off for the Knicks. And this is before the Pistons were the bad boys.
Yep.
But it was a great series. Bernard King was just – if you didn't see Bernard King play – when he was healthy, you missed something because he was just a tremendous player. I can't think of a guy to compare him to today, to be honest with you.
Frankie C, wait, I got one on you, and I'm going to enjoy this moment right here, and I mean this all love, of course. It was the 08-09 season because Kobe went back-to-back the last time. So, now... Keith, since you're well-diversed in the NBA, and True Blue, I know you have some knowledge there as well, and I know this is a football show, but apparently, because I got to ask this question, where would you put LeBron all time?
It's tough. This guy is so polarizing, right?
Now, but hold on. Let's take away the eras. I don't care what era Jordan played. Kareem, Bill Russell. It's all together.
I could say I'd put him in the top 12.
Okay.
I'd actually put him in the top 5.
Who would be over him?
Jordan would be over him.
Okay.
I'd probably put Russell over him.
Okay, thank you. A lot of people have forgotten about Bill Russell.
probably the greatest winner of all time.
Thank you.
I would probably put Magic ahead of him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then it comes down to kind of him and Kareem, I think. But
I definitely put him Kareem over him. I mean, Kareem.
Yeah, with so that, with, 4 or 5.
You know, yeah, probably. with that skyhook.
Yeah.
Undefendable. I mean, the thing about
LeBron is what he did with who he played with, like in Cleveland.
Right.
There was nobody. He had no, you know, Bill Russell, great player. Don't get me wrong, but he's surrounded by really good players. So is Magic. So is Jordan. Well, Jordan had Scottie. That's about it. Well, it's starting to sound like Scottie thinks.
Jordan had him.
Jordan had Scottie. Yeah.
I wish he would.
Jordan.
I wish he would. Right.
Man, what's up with that guy? I mean, speaking of, he's gone off his rocker.
Oh.
I think it's just for the book sales.
Right?
Because think about it. I mean, Edie even said in The Last Dance, they did not pay him what he was worth. And that's why we're seeing, I mean, do you see Michael Jordan on these NBA channels doing sports analytical work?
Doesn't need to, right?
Exactly. And I'm not saying Pippen does. But I mean, maybe Pippen is doing for the love of it, but at the same time, Pippen should have got his money. Bottom line. I don't blame him for being upset.
You know, here's my problem with Scottie Pippen, right? He called out Durant this year for, you know, he's got a lot to learn about before he can win and blah, blah, blah. But you know what?
But he's already won. He already won.
The lasting memory I have of Scottie Pippen is not the 6 rings he won with Michael leading the way, by the way, Scottie. It was you sitting on the bench against the Knicks.
Oh, yeah.
Where the year Jordan was out, when the play wasn't called for you, and you wouldn't go in the game. Tells me all I need to know about Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. And that was on the document. You know, they said that they over – I don't know if it was his camp or it was him, but they said that that whole scene was overblown in that series.
I watched Jackson like, what do you mean you're not going to the game? All because they called a play for Kukoc. I mean, come on.
But he made it, though.
He's telling Durant he's not a leader. He's got a lot to learn about being a leader, and Scottie Pippen's sitting on a bench. Are you kidding me?
But Tony did make the shot.
And he made a shot, and they won the game.
And he made, that even makes it look worse.
Right. Can't even say told you so, Phil. It'll always be a bad look.
That's what makes football different.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's difficult to see how any one man can try and go on his own in that game.
Ah, that's a good point. You don't win. Nobody carries a team. I mean, you know,
Because Jordan couldn't get past the Pistons without Pippen. And then, you know what, though? I mean, let's play the what-if game. Let's just play the what-if game for 2 minutes. What if Pippen would have won one of those championship games or won an NBA Finals the 2 years Jordan was out? Would we think of him differently?
Absolutely, I would.
Yeah.
If he didn't sit on a bench there and he wins a title somewhere, he only needs to win one by himself.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, because I love cards, I'm a card collector. The card, a sports card tells you everything you need to know about the person. The value of that sports card is what carries that person's name.
Right.
So when you start looking at the value of these sports cards and who's selling what and how much they're selling for, that tells you a lot about where the market's going as far as where these players are at in any sport.
Good call, yeah.
So the more valuable the card, the better the player, the better the person in that sport.
Bet you I can get a Scottie Pippen card pretty cheap.
I'm going to go on a limb here, and I'm gonna assume, I don't like to, that you're saying no, you wouldn't think of Pippen differently Hattie would have won one of those championships without Jordan. I'm just going to assume, Frankie C, that's what you're saying. Frank.
I mean, I'm glad you're on that. I was like,
Yeah.
I don't know how you can. I mean, if he wins a championship without Jordan, how can you not have a different view of him? I mean,
right. You have to. Right. Well, I mean, we can always have this outlook that, you know, Jordan didn't win without Pippen, and Pippen did not win without Jordan. So, you know, who needed who the most? It's kind of like, you know, Ditka and Buddy Ryan. You know, Ditka said it best. He didn't win after he left, and neither did I. Maybe Parcells we needed.
Parcells never won without Belichick, ever.
Yeah, well,
that's what I was going to get back to.
And I think Belichick did okay. I mean, he did all right.
I guess. I mean, for a young kid. I mean,
That's a nerd, right? That's it.
Right. That's where I was going to go. Imagine those coaches who had the quarterbacks who later went on to win a Super Bowl without them.
Yeah.
That's really. I mean, the best point in case because he carried two teams there as a coach was Dan Reeves. Dan Reeves took the Denver Broncos and he took the Atlanta Falcons to two Super Bowls with two different teams, but yet couldn't get that pinnacle point. But later,
Shanahan came in, but Shanahan and Elway had a good relationship. Right. That helped out a bunch.
I think Reeves and Elway butted heads a lot.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But again, it gets down to that factor. How good are you? It's not a one-man team. It's not a one-man sport.
This needs to be said that Reeves was part of the Landry tree.
Yeah.
You know, Tom Landry. Yeah. So he was the last of its kind as well.
I'll tell you what, Dan Reeves is a great coach, doesn't get his due because he took some very flawed teams in Denver and Atlanta both.
Yeah.
Super Bowl. He didn't win any of them, I get it. But they weren't very good teams all around.
It didn't hurt that, you know, the field goal kicker that didn't miss all year long. That helped because for Minnesota, yeah, it helped that that he missed that in the NFC Championship. And you know, I will never forget when I saw that game. Randy Moss and Randall Cunningham all year long, they were in sync, but in that one game, they looked off.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Got to take it one game at a time. There's so many like that you got to think about. It's so many good teams that got to the high point but didn't overachieve because of that one person holding them back.
Yeah.
It's been like that for a long time.
There's a lot of, you know, you talk about what ifs. And the Buffalo Bills are another team that get a lot of heat, right?
Yeah.
But you know what it takes to get the four straight Super Bowls. And if Scott Norwood makes that field goal against the Giants, I think it's quite possible the Bills win three of those four, maybe.
Possibly.
It's possible.
Or even all four.
That it was just like, you know, you're just waiting for shit to go wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. It's the what if.
Yeah.
You know, and to this day, you're in the Super Bowl and you don't have your helmet with you. I don't get that.
That's got to be like the worst look in Super Bowl.
And then the running back, the backup, ran the wrong play.
Yep. So that game is over from the get-go.
What year was that?
That was the fourth one. Yeah. That was the fifth one you guys. No, the fourth one you guys won.
Second one against the Redskins. Yeah.
And
you're right. Yes, I'm sorry.
What's amazing. Yeah. You look at that timeline and you look at the employees that are on the sidelines to help the personnel with their gear. How much it's increased over the years. And yet,
because of that,
there's still guys who misplaced their helmets.
If you lost your glove or you lost your towel, I'll give you the benefit of doubt. But the helmet's like the most important thing you need. How can you lose track of your helmet?
That's what I'm saying. You have guys out there that are still losing their helmets to this day.
That's amazing.
I would say misplace their helmet. With as many player personnel as there are on the sidelines, these guys shouldn't be misplacing anything.
No. Agreed.
Well, I know Mark Sanchez, he found that guy that gave him that hot dog. And that was a good-looking hot dog, I should say. I don't blame him for eating a hot dog on it. You chow down, Mark. You deserve it.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
He got so much flack for that. I'm like, are we really talking about him eating a hot dog? Are we really talking about that right now?
You should see. I mean, I don't know. I like watching the highlight reels of, you know, back then the guys on the sidelines that used to hold the cables that would track around the coaches, you know, to get everybody out of the way to carry the cables. Now everything's wireless. But yeah. They still have to have that guy right next to them to pull them off of the white line and get them back away from the sideline. And yet, referees still run into those coaches and still get penalties on those plays. You can change everything you want. You could add more people, but you're still going to fall into the same routine.
I am so excited that football is finally starting.
Oh, yeah.
This time tomorrow, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be getting their Super Bowl rings. They'll be celebrating. They'll be enjoying their success. Now, do you think Brady, because normally when Brady go to these things, he brings them all.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's going to bring all of them, all six of them.
I think he said he would throw everybody, toss everybody their rings across the Tampa Bay from one boat to another. Catch it
or, oh, my God.
Oh, they're big enough now.
You know, that's true. That is true. I will say that I am happy for Tom Brady that he gets to live a little bit. When I saw the drunk Tom Brady off that boat, you know, coming off that boat, and that guy's literally walking him. And he was so shit-faced. You know what? I'm like, you get another beer.
Well, he only had like, one Mick Ultra.
And right, like, I know, right? No. He had an O'Doul's. It was a non-alcoholic. That's what
he was drinking. He was drinking tequila.
Not much.
He was having avocado tequila or something like that.
I'm pretty sure he sniffed it, and that was about all he did.
No. He had a strawberry for the first time, and he loved it. That's what it was. He said, "These are actually delicious." Oh my God!
So, what week do you guys play Tampa Bay Sneaky?
We play him Thursday night. I want to say. Within the first,
why I'm representing. Whoops, sorry.
That might sound familiar. we play on Thursday night. I want to say after the Washington game.
Well, did you? I don't know if you guys were watching the so. Not only do the Cowboys have five primetime games during the season, we now have the opening game being broadcast, of course, the Hall of Fame game.
Right.
And the NFL Network is going to be showing two other preseason games.
Right, okay.
So a total of three primetime preseason games on top of that. So the only one that they're not showing is the Houston and Dallas game, which is going to be played there in the Dallas market. So that's usually the one that they pull back.
Yeah, we play Tampa after the bye.
Which is week?
I don't have the schedule up that gives out the weeks. Hold on.
After your bye or after their bye?
After our bye.
Oh, so you guys can get rested up to face him.
Yeah, hold on.
You guys have a little payback to do from last year.
Yeah. And you know what? That play that Daniel didn't throw the ball on the out, that right there tells you how unfamiliar he was in Garrett's system. This time, he will make that throw.
Yeah, that throw right there has got to be haunting.
A week 11. Oh, Daniel, Jones knows exactly what he needs to do this year.
This is year three for him, right?
Well, yeah, yep. Yeah. Because if not,
I have the feeling he'll be Mitchell Trubisky'd out of there.
Yeah, look how quickly that worked out for Trubisky. Wow. Traded so quick.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's unfair. I don't like that. I mean, I liked the 80s where, you know, you get a quarterback from, you know, like a Morehead State or something. And then you Morehead, thank you. And then you hold on to him for about 10 years or more. You know, you develop him, you know, into a 1.5 Super Bowl champion, you know.
That, well, you see the same draft class that he has, which was.
Huh? I'm sorry, Keith. Well, he put him in a good position for two, yeah.
They were 10-0, right? I mean.
Yeah, well, actually they were 10-0. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, but you got to see he came out of the class of Mahomes that was picked, you know.
He was picked over him.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. They traded up in front of somebody who was never going to take him. So
exactly, yeah. Which made it even worse. I still.
So, listen, I'll ask you two guys, since we're not talking anything about the NFC East anyway. How do you get the guy who screwed up Trubisky in this whole thing? Because I think Mitchell Trubisky's got some potential still. I really do.
He does.
But you're going to give the same guy who screwed him up the keys to Fields.
Yeah.
What are the Bears thinking about?
Yeah.
Well, I think the overall decision to take Justin Fields at that pick was a good one.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the coach.
That's what I'm saying. And I think that wasn't a coach decision. That was a GM ownership decision. So it's going to be interesting to see if he even gets in there because of Andy Dalton playing.
Maybe.
Well, I do think we just need to pause and have recognition that Seneca Wallace was chosen before Tom Brady. That needs to be said. That needs to be said.
198 guys got chosen before.
Yeah.
He took that personally.
Just so Frankie knows, I'm still representing over here.
Well, guys, we're coming to the final minutes. Anything anything that you want to talk about?
Giants and Patriots going to have a co-practice the end of August, 25th, 26th, I think.
I saw that.
That should be fun.
I would have been nice if they played this year.
Yeah.
Because then you and I would do a live together.
Yeah.
And we'd have to come up with a bet, like you'd have to shave your head bald, and I would have to wear a Giants hat if.
Sounds fair to me.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for those that are watching. This show is brought to you by Northeast Streaming Sports. Please go to their platform. Please go to the YouTube channel, follow. Please go to the Facebook, befriend them. Google us. Google us on the Northeast Streaming Sports. If you're not following True Blue and you're a Cowboys fan, you need to say no to crack. if you're not a Washington fan, Eagles fan, Yankees, whatever Keith does on his spare time, and you're not following him, you need to say no to crack. And if you are following me, if you are following me, I'll be on 53rd and Martin selling crack. So that being said, it's been a pleasure, guys. Next week we'll have Jamie back. But didn't he look a little constipated? Like he was all red in the face. I don't know.
They made him worry about that makeup.
I'm gonna give him some of that Preparation H. You know, maybe I'll flush them out a little bit. But anyway.
Preparation H.
I had to come up. I had to, you know, come up with something. So, y'all have a good night. And let's go, Giants. Woo!